This is the Black Christian News Network One podcast. My name is Daniel White IV. Here are the top 10 stories you need to know about today. According to our news desk, this past week at the 2018 Hampton Ministers Conference, Dr. Joseph Connor was elected president with 321 votes on June 5th. He was up against Dr. Cynthia Hale, the conference's secretary, who got 271 votes. However, the election of Connor, pastor of New Beginnings Sanctuary of Praise, Church of God in Christ in Philadelphia, was declared null and void shortly after the vote. A letter from the Church of God in Christ General Counsel Ulysses C. Henderson was made public. The letter asserts that Connor's election was voided because of the, quote, erroneous belief that the Church of God in Christ does not embrace women in ministry. According to an Instagram post, a re-election was held on June 7th, and the election results were the same. Dr. Joseph Connor is the new president of the Hampton Ministers Conference. According to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, Austin, Texas pastor Key Bowman will preach the keynote sermon at the Southern Baptist Convention's annual meeting in Dallas this week. The pastor of Austin's Hyde Park Baptist Church was selected in the aftermath of Paige Patterson's voluntary withdrawal from the meeting, after he was ousted from his role as president of Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. The Southern Baptist Convention's annual meeting takes place on Tuesday, June 12th and Wednesday, June 13th. According to the Associated Press, President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un converged on the island city-state of Singapore on Sunday ahead of one of the most unusual and highly anticipated summits in recent world history, a Tuesday sit-down meant to settle a standoff over North Korea's nuclear arsenal. Trump greeted officials as he left Air Force One and declared he felt very good about the summit. According to churchleaders.com, in less than a week, the Southern Baptist Convention's annual meeting will take place in Dallas. In the midst of the worship, the well-known speakers, and the election of a new president to lead the convention, another group is taking the opportunity to make their voices heard. Their message is that it's time for the SBC to confront its faulty ideas about women, abuse, and sexual assault. Speaking on behalf of the rally, Ashley Easter says, "We don't just want words, we want action on the part of the leadership of the SBC. Specifically, the For Such a Time as This rally will speak about three action items it is imploring the convention to consider taking." According to the Wall Street Journal, as the world learned the news Friday that renowned chef and food writer Anthony Bourdain had died by apparent suicide, the same phone number flooded the internet. The number for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 1-800-273-8255, was pinned to the bottom of memorial Instagram posts, shared in tweets, and ran alongside news obituaries. Director John Draper said that whenever a notable person commits suicide, calls to the hotline spike. Just days before Mr. Bourdain's death, handbag designer Kate Spade also committed suicide. Calls jumped 25% in the 2 days after her death, compared with the same period the previous week. According to the Daily Mail, the Hawaii volcano eruption is expected to impact the state's marine and animal life for decades, as the environment changes in the wake of the lava flow. The volcano on Hawaii's Big Island first started erupting on May 3rd, resulting in lava oozing over residential communities and heading towards the Pacific Ocean. The lava first met the ocean on May 20th. While the lava flow has received lots of attention for destroying neighborhoods, it has also been quietly covering Hawaii's famed tide pools, hot springs, and coastal waters, changing the shoreline in the process and affecting marine life for up to 100 years. Also, according to our news desk, President Trump's current approval rating matches that of his predecessors, Ronald Reagan and Barack Obama, at the same point in their presidencies. After a year and a half in office, both Obama and Reagan had a 44% approval rating. A new Wall Street Journal NBC poll shows that Trump also has a 44% approval rating. According to the Associated Press, an 80-story office building set to open this week at the World Trade Center will be the third completed skyscraper at the site where the Twin Towers stood. Monday's ribbon cutting for the 1,079-foot 3 World Trade Center building marks a major step in the rebuilding of the site, stalled for years by disputes among governing agencies, trade center developers, insurers, and 9/11 victims' families, who wanted the entire site to be preserved for eternity as a memorial. The new $2.7 billion building has been the fifth tallest building in New York City since construction topped out in 2016. According to Reuters, Pope Francis said on Sunday that he hoped a forthcoming summit in Singapore between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will lead to peace for Korea. In his regular Sunday address, the Pope said, "I want once more to offer the beloved people of Korea a special thought of friendship and prayer, that the talks which will take place in the coming days can contribute to the development of a positive path that guarantees a peaceful future for the Korean Peninsula and for the whole world." Finally, according to Fox News, a dermatologist who was seen on video dancing to a hip-hop song while performing a surgical procedure was suspended on Thursday by the Georgia Medical Board, which said her continued practice poses a threat to the public health, safety, and welfare. Dr. Wendell Davis Boot is a dermatologist and director of Boot Contour Surgery and Skin in Lilburn, Georgia, a suburb of Atlanta. LaToya Rideau, the patient who appears in one video and who is now planning to sue for pain and suffering, said that the doctor should have been paying more attention to her work and less to dancing. You can read these stories and more at bcnn1.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks for listening, and may God bless your day.